Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that many are not aware of. Some may be aware of it, but they slough it off as something that will pass through and it'll be over in just a few days, weeks, or perhaps a few months. But I'm here to notify us that this is something that I believe is going to be sustainable and absolutely continuing into the months and perhaps years before us if Jesus tarries. It is a shortage of food, shortage of fuel. Everything that's available has been manipulated. The prices have been manipulated. The supply and distribution have also been manipulated, and it's being done purposefully, and that is to destroy, implode our great nation. Biden talks about building back better. You've got to destroy what we have to build it back. To build back better is a mantra out of the Marxist playbook. Karl Marx's approach was to destroy a nation, and his approach to destroy it would be, number one, to divide the citizens. Number two is to destroy the nuclear family. And thirdly is to dethrone God. Those are the 3 major elements of Marxism. Go back and study Marxism. There's about 10 or 11 major points. I boiled it down to 3 succinct points, and that's exactly what we see taking place. I'm looking at an article that says, the Republicans charge that Biden is intentionally destroying America. The article says, Joe Biden's impact on America has unfolded in a wide variety of ways since he took office. Inflation has exploded, almost 11%. Fuel prices are in the stratosphere. The southern borders leak illegals like a tissue leaks water. COVID remains a concern. America's enemies are emboldened and getting worse. Others describe it as a deliberate attack on our nation. The article further states, this is not a sign of incompetence. It is a reflection of Biden's relentless international and intentional destruction of our southern frontier. The high fuel prices triggered by Biden's cancellation of all drilling leases in the Gulf and the blocking the energy exploration in oil-rich parts of Alaska, shutting down of the oil pipelines, etc., etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, Biden is the puppet in the hands of the puppeteer, and the puppeteer happens to be George Soros, Barack Hussein Obama, Bill Gates, Charles and Schwab, the one that is the granddaddy of the global reset mindset, and that's what we see taking place today. It is an international game, but ladies and gentlemen, going back to the real issue, that is that redounds to where we are today, and that is the famine in the land. And again, may I restate what I stated by way of a portion of the brief monologue going on the air today. As we see these things taking place, ladies and gentlemen, we can go back to the Old Testament and find that God would send famine upon a land to get the land's attention so that the people would turn back to God. Famine is not always a sign of God's judgment, but it is always a sign that God is wanting to get a people's attention. When you study Matthew chapter 24 and the whole chapter, but you get to chapter 24, verse 7, it talks about the latter days, there would be famines, earthquakes, and pestilences, plural, in diverse places. When it talks about the famines, it is talking about the plural, the famines that's taking place. We're looking at a food famine. We'll be seeing a famine in the realm of fuel, famine in the realm of the Word of God. The little book of Amos, the 8th chapter, I believe it's the 10th verse, right page, left column in my Bible, where Amos says that there's coming a day when there'll be famine in the land. And he was talking about the famine of the Word of God. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that God's on the throne, God is at work, and we're watching today the end result of what man is doing, but it's God using man to bring about his purpose to get our attention. I'm looking at an article that says wholesale inflation climbs to 11%. Economists expected the producer price index to show a climb of 10.7. It's now at 11. Americans are facing record inflation rates, gas prices, and food shortages. Wholesale prices accelerated more in the inflation as the inflation continued to hover around a 40-year high. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got major, major detailed documents of what's bringing this about, what's causing it, how it's being orchestrated, and how it's being carried out. And then as you study, ladies and gentlemen, the 18th chapter of the book of the Revelation, and about the 8th verse, it talks about famine in the land. And that's in the latter portion of the days of the tribulation. We're watching now the precursor of those days that shall take place in the last days after the church is raptured out. We're seeing the precursor of it. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, we will not go through the tribulation, but we will live through part of the preparation leading up to the rapture of the church, and then the tribulation will set in. I believe we have Abby on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. Good to listen. Good to talk to you. Totally agree that there's a famine, but the main famine is the famine of the Word of God, like you said over and over. And
yes.
I think that the perception that the globalists want, that what they're promoting is a perception of famine, a perception of shortages. There are no shortages. There is no famine of food. There's plenty. God has provided us with everything we possibly could need, but these governments have got you trained to have to rely on the government.
Yes.
You know, even our own government. And if you go back, you know, to the beginning after the flood, what did God tell the people? Spread out, multiply, take care of your own family. It doesn't say, and form a government and rely on the government. You're supposed to rely on the beautiful creation that God gave us. I mean, everyone here can plant a small garden. If you're in an apartment, you can have potted plants. You need to start to protect yourself and your family. You need to face the fact that you need to provide, and it takes so little to do that. I just hope that people will listen to you and listen to be prepared and listen to take responsibility for the beautiful life that God has given you. Just like your son was saying, you know, we have options of things to do as we go through these hard times. You don't have to live in fear. You don't have to walk without faith. You choose to do those things. You choose to trust God and not fear man. So
Amen.
I encourage everyone to buy seeds, plant a garden, learn what your great-grandparents did so they got through every season without relying on the government. And
Absolutely.
That will take away their control over you, and you won't have to need, you know, you don't have to need them for every part of your life. You know, we live in this generation. We live in this time. It could be difficult, but there are always solutions in God's plan. They have just taken us totally away from his beautiful creation. They want to cut you off from nature, cut you off from what he has provided to have a full and healthy and wonderful life. And you have to reclaim that. You have to be willing to do a little work and take responsibility for yourself and trust God.
Amen. Abby, you're right on target. In fact, I have said time and time and time again with what we see taking place, there are about four things that we need to do very seriously. That is, we must pray, asking God for wisdom and direction. And in that praying, we need to plan. That is putting aside small gardens. I tell my wife, if you need a bag of sugar, buy two. If you need a can of vegetables, buy two. It is putting aside, setting aside. You go back and study the chapter 41, chapter 42 of the book of Genesis, and you find that Joseph was the one that interpreted Pharaoh's dream and told him about the lean years that were coming. And so he was appointed by Pharaoh to be the one doing the master planner for preparing for the days that there would not be production of crops. And he did so. And during the 7 years of famine, there was plenty as a result of the planning and the preparation. Right. But it, when it goes into effect, as we pray, as we plan, but let me underline what you've said, we need not panic, but we pray and we plan, and no panic, and place our faith and trust in the Lord. And our God shall fight for us, as Nehemiah said in Nehemiah the 4th chapter, the 20th verse.
And, you know, along the line of, you know, him getting our attention, God has every right to redirect what we think is our future to his, to get his point across. And whether that's in judgment or hard times, he is a loving God and redirects us to see what's really important. You know, we've lived in a materialistic society, and what really is important, as you have so well illustrated through your family, is family and your faith and helping your neighbor. And pretty much that's what we're here to do. And if this is a redirection, we need to listen to what God's saying and redirect our priorities and be willing to expand a little sweat of the brow and maybe a little bit of sacrifice so that we can plan and protect and take care of, you know, those around us. There's bounty for everyone if you're willing to do a little work and then share with your neighbor, because you know, we are our brother's keeper. So
we can't sit back and wait for Obamacare and Obamacheck in order to meet the need. We need to plan, pray, and trust God, place our faith in him. And as you said so succinctly, we need to be willing to redirect our compass and say, if God is doing that, we're going to depend on God. We're going to do what God's word says that we need to do and faith him. Absolutely.
Idol worship of any kind only leads to destruction. And whether you worship medicine, the government, you know, your thought of who's going to take care of you. No, we're here and it's our responsibility and it's our divine gift that God placed us in this beautiful earth for us to live here for now and take care of it. So there's plenty for all. You just have to, see it and not walk in fear.
Absolutely. Again, it goes back to the Genesis chapter 41, 42. They didn't sit back and say, God, we're trusting you. They trusted God, and at the same time, they did the planning, the preparation, and the praying to have plenty in the time of famine. And that's what I say is the key to the answer of what we need to do today. Abby, thanks so much for your call, for your input. You're on target with what you said, and I pray that our listeners have heard and will heed what you have just said. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day. Thank you. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood, and thanks. I'm hoping that my reception is good. It don't sound so good on my side. But I just wanted to add my part of encouraging you. Give thanks every day to God for you. Your eyes are open and you're paying attention to what is going on. And you take the time to inform us. We are very grateful for what you're doing. And I believe full agreement with all of what you're saying. You know, I think you're right on track with observing and interpreting what's going on. I am disheartened. I'm disheartened to see what's really happening to America. And I really think that is like, you know, we're really lying down and taking too much. You know, it's one thing to have these power-hungry oligarchs, international, whatever, we're talking about the global and reset and planning, have they go there. And I fully agree that there is nothing that is happening because it's fully intentional, whatever is going on, and they are accomplishing their end in bringing down this country, because that's important for them. One of my big problems is, especially now, the late news that we're hearing, I don't ever have it right, that our National Reserve of Energy, that it was bad enough hearing that it was being used up, to keep control on the energy price, which is going up, escalating anyhow, going up. Can't put petrol in the tanks, as we say. And but the worst now is to be hearing that he's selling the National Reserve. The National Reserve, that is, I believe, would be for time of emergency, that we have something. It shouldn't be used up this way. And then to think that he's selling it, and then worst, the hint that I hear, where he's selling it to, the countries that he said, no, it's too much. I think America is really taking too much. I think serious crime is against this country and the people is going on. And really, we are tolerating too much. I think so.
You're exactly right. And if I can jump in for just a moment, you're talking about the National Energy Reserve. That's where we have oil that is on reserve in gigantic tanks that's there in case of emergency for America. And usually we have enough energy reserve that's in the tanks that will last about 6 months or better. And right now the energy reserve is down to about 70 days. And it's just been discovered that Joe Biden has been selling our energy reserve oil to Europe, and in particular to China, and not telling we the people. And if right now war were to break out on the ground, boots on the streets in America, or if war were to break out where it would entail having to put our jets in the air and so forth, we would not have enough energy to last more than about 70 days, and that would not be near enough time to carry out a weapon-type warfare that could very easily take place in America. And yet he's not looking at that. He's looking at trying to save face and pretend he's trying to do something, but at the same time it's haphazard and not adequate, and his wrong approach to take on it. When he shut down the oil reserves in America, he shut down the oil production in America, he shut down the drilling on federal and national lands, he shut down the pipelines, and it's a purposeful process that we're seeing take place, where the energy shortage, the fuel shortage as a result of that for the petrol in the tanks, and it's a forced play to try to force everybody to buy an electric car, because if you were to check the record, you'd find that Joe Biden and perhaps all the Biden family cabal and all of his friends and relatives have bought stock in all of the electric car manufacturing and the components thereof, and they own the stock in it. They're trying to pump their stock up by destroying America to do so. But Lily, you're exactly right. And for the Christian, I want our listeners to understand, for the child of God, we need not despair, we need not fear, but we need to pray, we need to plan, and we need to place our faith and trust in the Lord and depend on Him each and every day. And as our previous caller just said, it wouldn't hurt at all to grow a garden in the home or around the backyard, to be doing the planning and the preparation for those days that are coming. And may I say, Lily, we will have, no question about it, I don't have any desire to say otherwise, that we will have a major, major, major financial and fuel and food crisis by the first quarter of next year. We're watching it take place. We're watching the precursor to it all, even now as we speak. But Lily, thank you so much for your call. We need to keep looking up, because our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today, famine in the land. I'm looking at an article that I was curious to see what others had said on this subject. And one writer said, and the question, what does the Bible say about famine in the scripture? He makes this statement. I'll read two brief paragraphs. In many parts of the world today, food supply chains are at an afterthought, but throughout the scripture, famine was not an uncommon occurrence. While the physical causes of famines varied, the Bible indicates that God is in control even during times of scarcity. The article continued to say, through various times of famine, people have been faced with an opportunity to turn to God, to turn our trust to God, the Creator, in everything. And it goes on to talk about Joseph's time in Egypt allowed him to administer the country through a time of both incredible bounty and severe famine. However, there are plenty of famines that were used as judgment to display the severity of the people's sin and to bring them to repentance toward God. And I believe that's what we're seeing in the preparation for America today, because, ladies and gentlemen, we banned God, we banned the Bible, we banned prayer, and we're on the fast track for God's judgment to get our attention. Looking at an article that says J.P. Morgan, CEO, joins Glenn Beck in sounding the economic alarm. A financial hurricane is coming, so brace yourself. That's the statement from the CEO, Jamie Dimon, of the J.P. Morgan Chase Company. He didn't say there may be a financial disparity or difficulty. He said a financial hurricane is coming, and he makes it very, very clear in a three-page article with what he is talking about in relationship to that. This article says, Diamond said on Wednesday that the economic hurricane is coming our way, and he warned all investors, you better brace yourself. And the quote again, I said there were storm clouds, but I'm going to change it. No longer are they storm clouds. It's a hurricane, Diamond said during a financial conference. Right now, it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. Everyone thinks the feds can handle it. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We don't know if it's minor or a superstorm like Sandy. You better brace yourself and be ready. And he goes on to talk about the financial hurricane that's coming. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not just a financial hurricane. It's a fuel hurricane, and it's a food hurricane that's on the fast track about to hit us full force in the United States of America and globally. We're finding it first taking place on the continent of Africa. We're watching as millions of people are without food, without water in Africa. We're watching a major migration transformation taking place on the continent of Africa because of going to places trying to find food and trying to find water. Now, this is being orchestrated. I want to remind us, ladies and gentlemen, this is being orchestrated by the globalists. I'm looking at an article that says, large chicken producer abruptly announces the closure of its Tennessee plant, catching all the locals off guard. And it talks about the plant that produces hundreds of thousands of chicken products. And the article states that this food organization that is in Tennessee works 285 people. They produce fully cooked pork, beef, turkey products. They were then delivered to the food retailers, food services, and convenience store sectors. It goes on to talk about how they just immediately shut down. Ladies and gentlemen, there's some very unusual things taking place across America today. Looking at an article that says food processing plants and distribution centers are burning down across America. And it goes on to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, the number of food processing plants that are closing down or burning down, I should say. I'll not take time to read all of it, but there's about 30 different food processing plants that have mysteriously burned to the ground. Now, that's not happenstance. It's not coincidental. It's something that is a planned scenario, in my opinion. Midwright Steak Company in Pennsylvania, food processing plant in San Antonio, Cargill Nutrient in Los Angeles, potato plant in Maine, potato plant in Washington State, Maston meat processing plant in Arkansas, Walmart distribution center in Indiana, Walmart storefront in Englewood, New Jersey. Then it goes on to say a Daily Star producing plant in Illinois, Tyson poultry plant. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these that I'm reading, these are the plants, the processing plants or the distribution centers that have mysteriously burned to the ground in America. It is a forced shortage to bring about the food famine that is on the very horizon. Listen very carefully, and I'll do a little parenthetical footnote before we take our next caller. It is my most humble opinion that leading up to the November election, where we will watch the Democrats take an absolute bath. They will take a bashing because I believe that there will be a red wave in November. someplace between the November election and the first portion of the first quarter, they will remove Joe Biden from office, either by placing someone else in Kamala Harris's position and then removing Joe Biden and allowing that person to be elevated to the presidency. Don't know the exact mechanism, but I'm here to tell you, Joe Biden will not be the president of the United States of America in the early portion of the first quarter of 2023. And it will be at that time, ladies and gentlemen, that the hurricane will hit. We'll have the food shortage, we'll have the fuel shortage, and the financial shortage, all three being the famine that's coming to the land. And it will all be blamed on the Republicans that it will have at that time just taken office. That's the plan by the movers and shakers in America to destroy the two-party system so that the Democrats can dominate as tyrant oligarch controllers of our nation. That's where it is. That's where it's headed. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go over with your question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
I am. I think it's about the famine.
Could you pick your phone up and could you talk directly into the phone? We're getting a reverberation background.
I was driving. But what I wanted to say is that our roots from being Christians, can you hear me clear now?
Yes, go ahead.
We have to turn down our plates. Christians have gotten fat. And it's like we know what to do. It's right there in the Word of God.
Yes.
We Christians and also servants of Christ, we know what to do. We have to just do it. And it's something you always say. And that is, look up, because our Savior is drawing nigh. I'm paraphrasing it. But I finally got that understanding of what you're saying. If we keep looking up, our heroes of faith, Esther and all of them, were created for this time and season. And we can beat this. It's not like we weren't taught to fast. It was not like we weren't taught to pray. If you went to a church, those are two of the major things that you were taught. So what's wrong with fasting now? What's wrong with growing a garden? What's wrong with growing up with your roots that you learned for hard times? It's not hard. God has supplied it in his word. And when he said he will supply every one of our needs, that's even food. And no matter what they can throw at us, there is nothing too hard for God. And I'm going to keep on trusting him and trust him to bring us through this. And no matter what it looks like, God still has a ram in the bush.
Amen. You're exactly right, Terry. Our time is up for the day, but thank you so much for your call. I end with these words, Terry, and it's for our listening audience. I'll restate again. We must pray. Ask God for wisdom, direction. We must plan, that is, set aside in preparation for the future needs. We must not panic. God is still in control, and God's still going to provide all of our needs through his riches in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
And president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.